Major League Baseball owners, including Commissioner Bud Selig, may be getting a little heartburn these days when they check out the Major League Baseball standings. The two teams they voted to shut down, the Minnesota Twins and the Montreal Expos, are leading their respective divisions. Lavelle E. Neal III writes about baseball for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He says knowing their team is a candidate for elimination makes each win even sweeter for the Twins.
In fact, this goes back into spring training. Twins players, just talking amongst themselves, fantasize about how great it would be that at the end of the year, they win the World Series and force Bud Selig to have to hand them the championship trophy.
The Twins were on top of the Central Division for much of last season, so I guess it's not out of the question that they could end up in the World Series. Is this team better than last year's team?
I think so. The Twins are really a scary team because they're talented and they're confident. Age ranges of the players go from as young as 23 to only up to about 28 or 29, which means these guys are still improving. That's what makes the team so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to get better over the season.
That's what a lot of people believe.
Are people coming out to see them?
So far, yes. Through nine games this year, they're about 30 to 35% ahead of last year's pace in terms of attendance.
So how many fans do you draw per game?
And the Twins are hoping that at the end of the year to draw about 2.1, 2.2 million, which would be about 24,000, 25,000 a game. So it seems kind of weird that they can't be allowed to operate a team in Major League Baseball, because that's a lot of people going to a ballpark.
All right. Thanks very much, Mr. Neal.
Thanks for having me.
Lavelle E. Neal III writes about the Minnesota Twins for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Arpan Basu is a sports reporter for the Canadian Press. He joins us by phone from his home in Montreal, Canada. Hello, Mr. Basu.
Hello, John.
So the Expos are in unfamiliar territory.
Yes, they are, actually. This is the latest that they've been in first place since 1996, so it's quite something.
So are people up there excited about it?
Well, you know what? The eternal problem with the Expos is that they have to compete with the Montreal Canadiens, which is the real love of this city. And the Montreal Canadiens are in the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. So the city is really consumed by playoff fever right now. And unfortunately, the Expos are kind of playing in the shadows for the meantime.
So you don't have greater attendance at the ballpark?
Well, the last series against the Mets, in which they took over first place, there were a couple of games over 10,000 fans, over 11,000 fans, in fact. And while that might sound very low to most people, the 10,000 fan mark is a bit of a benchmark here in Montreal because, well, ever since 1994, really, it's been kind of tough to draw that many people out to Olympic Stadium. So the two crowds of 11,000-plus were very encouraging.
Obviously, folks there are aware that Major League Baseball wants to shut the team down after this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering whether people are getting any pleasure at this winning streak, sort of a finger in the eye of the baseball owners.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if there is any pleasure to be derived from baseball at this point, it would be that the Expos are kind of sticking it to Mr. Selig and his cohorts. If they are able to keep up this pace, they could make things pretty sticky come the next off season. And if they did actually make the postseason, which would be a phenomenal if, I think this town would really get caught up in it because this is a baseball town, and it's just unfortunate that over the last 8 years or so that they haven't been able to see eye to eye with the baseball establishment as far as how they run their business.
Thanks very much, Mr. Basu.
Okay, you're welcome.
Arpan Basu is a sports reporter for the Canadian Press. He joined us by phone from Montreal.